Central.
Greenlight on
with Dan Malicki.
Hello to you, Dan. Another big show coming your way. Anthony Butt's about to join us. And of course, Dan, you're brought to you by...
Yes, Lowalong Farms and Melton Saddlery. We're very proud to have them on board. Lowalong Farms are making a terrific name in the breeding industry in Victoria. They've got a wonderful stallion lineup in 2021. World-class lineup with Poster Boy and Soho Tribeca. Both are from Australian Broodmares of the Year and both eligible for the VicBred Pure first win bonus of $12,000. Malmara, the high-flying US import with a speed pedigree. The world's fastest pacer, Lather Up. The globe-trotting Square Gator Speeding Spur, Shuttle Star American Ideal, Pastor Stephen, the proven sire, whose book is Filling Fast, providing not frozen but fresh chilled semen, and top-class trot sire Bacardi Lindy. Remember the name, Lowalong Farms, part of Northern Rivers Equine. The stallions, news, video links, social links, and more are at nrequine.com.au.
Anthony Butt joins us now because he has a big night in front of him on Saturday night for Geelong Cup night. G'day, Ants. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, afternoon, Gareth.
And Ants is going to join us as well on Monday for Gate Speed as a co-host along with Adam Hamilton for his opinion. He's one of the greatest drivers of all time, and we are lucky enough to have him on the RSN Central team. So, Ants, welcome as well for Monday.
No, thank you. Thank you.
And he's going to be controversial. He's going to call it as he sees it as well. So look out, Ants off the long run, like Sir Richard Hadley back in the day for New Zealand. First of all, Amazing Dream. She's drawn barrier number one. Now, Ants, I want to ask you this question from the outset. Is she vulnerable as a leader, or do you think that is a myth?
I think it's a bit of a myth, Gareth. Yeah, she's put pretty good mare. And I just don't think she's at her best on Victoria Cup night. She sort of didn't travel, you know, as she normally does in the run. So, yeah, I'm sure she can lead when she needs to.
And in the run, you were sort of at her a fair way from home. Was that you trying to maintain a certain speed to make it harder for King of Swing? Or was she just not travelling kindly enough for you?
Yeah, a bit of both, Dan. I sort of wanted to keep a, you know, reasonably solid pace up all the way to, you know, make it hard for the ones drawn out the back, especially King of Swing. But, you know, when I look back on the sectionals, you know, they weren't breakneck speed. You know, they were 29 quarters, which she should have been able to do on her air. And she just sort of was, as you said, she was, what, didn't travel as good as she should have. And she kept whacking away. But, yeah, so I think, you know, she's just might have had a bit of an off night.
Do you expect her to win on Saturday night?
Oh, I think she's going to be hard to beat, Gareth. Yeah, yeah. It's never easy. You know, the one draw, your hand's forced a little bit. So, yeah, but she is probably the best horse in the field, and as the ones that beat her in the Victoria Cup are not there. And, you know, she still won a great race. She still whacked away and still won fourth, so she wasn't too far away. So, you know, just probably a slightly easier race than the Victoria Cup. You know, she's going to get in it after her ears.
There's a bit of speed. The Emma Stewart pair, About Time and Mac Dan, they both get out pretty quickly. Well, she's got decent gate speed, and I imagine the one thing about this race which I think suits her better than the Vic Cup is the distance, the 25.70. Her record beyond a mile and a half is outstanding.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a completely different race, Dan. Yeah, I think the distance is going to be right up her alley. She always gone well over the longer journeys, and, you know, we've got Torres Saint in there too, drawing right beside us. He's pretty quick off the arm as well. So there's plenty of gate speed there early, so... But then I think there mightn't be too much action after that, you know. There's a few sprinters in there. So, yeah, you know, as I said, it's a great race for her, you know, and she should be hard to beat, hopefully.
I was having a chat with Mick Guerin on In the Gig on Sky Racing on Tuesday, and he laughed at me, Ants, which isn't the first time he's done that. And I said, I think Beach Music, with her race fitness, can defeat Better Twist, who's first up. We know that she's New Zealand's best filly in the three-year-old classic there, race 9 on the card on Saturday night. But Mick reckons he'll just be too classy for Beach Music. What's your thoughts going into this contest here?
Oh, it won't be easy for Better Twist, Gareth. You know, she's first up since the Jewels. She had a trial the other night, but it was pretty, it was a pretty tame affair for her. Just got a look around the track on Monday night. So, and, you know, Aussie racing's a little bit different in New Zealand. You know, you get a good horse in front and, you know, the tracks are smaller here and they can reel off, you know, a decent sort of last mile and last 800. It's hard to get past them. So, you know, she's not just going to turn up and win. But I watched a few of the tapes earlier in the week, and she looks as though she's got a mighty heart. She just he's looked beaten 100 times in the past and just always finds a way to win. So, you know, she's just not going to rock up and, you know, kick their heads on sort of thing.
Well, she'll be here, I imagine, for the Breeders' Crown Ants, which is right on her doorstep. So she's going to have to be pretty close to the mark then on Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't think she's too far away, Dan. You know, as I said, she's had a good preparation in New Zealand. And I think she even had a trial before she came over just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, obviously this week she'll improve on. But, you know, you can't go to the races these days too far under your peak because they're all hard races. So you don't want to knock her. So, no, I think she's pretty close to the peak. But, you know, the way Nathan's talking, you know, this race will improve her and she should be cheery right at the Breeders' Crown.
Well done to Nathan Pernan. He's been super impressive since arriving here in Australia. He's training plenty of winners and doing a great job with his team. Ants, what can you tell us about Sartorius that goes around in the Trotters Cup, the former New Zealander?
Yeah, he's a nice old horse, Gareth. He's no superstar, but he's good from the stand and likes a bit of distance, so that'll suit him. But, you know, he's one of those horses, you know, perhaps he'll work his way to sort of free-for-all company eventually, but awkward draw for him. If he'd drawn the front, you know, would have been great because he's a really good beginner. So, being on the second row, you know, it sort of takes his advantage a little bit. But, yeah, he's probably a, you know, good each-way chance in that because he'll be hitting the line better than most.
And, oh, sorry,
now that he's found some fawn, I was going to say the two-year-old fillies, that Tatlow, that's probably the best Tatlow I've seen. Fortunately, you're on a horse that has drawn barrier one. It goes good, and I think you've only had the one drive on, Relentless Me. Now, it's going to be a challenge, but I tell you what, if you're going to be up against those star fillies from the Emma Stewart camp, the draw that you'd want to have, Ants, is barrier one.
Dead right, Dan. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. You know, Emma and Clayton are great trainers of the young horses, and so, yeah, but this filly really impressed me at Maryborough the other day. You know, went 155 for the mile and last quarter 27 dead and just jogged it, really. So, you know, she's a pretty handy filly. And but, yeah, she's just struck a good year. Well, you know, always hard these big races for two-year-olds. But, yeah, she'll, you know, definitely not ever.
She's not a $71 chance for mine, Ants. I think she's a big price, $9 the place. Being around on the fence around Geelong, I think she can definitely run a place. I'm surprised about her odds.
Yeah, so was I. Yeah, she's got great gate speed too. Like, yep. I'll be very surprised if anything hit her off early. And yeah, as I said, she was ultra impressive the other day. So, you know, she's definitely not out of it.
And you don't hand up either, Ants, do you, these days, really?
Not if I can help it.
No. Hey, mate, we can't wait to catch up with you on Monday. I think you're going to add a lot to this show, and especially with your insights and expertise, because you have been a legend of this game. So we'll catch you on Monday.
Good to go. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Anthony Butt. You can feel it. And Dan Malecki, let's get to your staking plan. Thanks to one of our valuable sponsors here on Green Light On.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the co-sponsors of the show, Melton Saddlery Gareth. For 30 years, Pauline and the team have been serving the harness and racing industries and the equestrian sports. Melton Saddlery has the best racing brands from around the world at competitive prices, even the hard-to-get items, riding and racing gear, trots racing apparel, all your supplements and vet supplies and rugs for all seasons. Melton Saddlery for all your equine needs. You'll find them on the web at meltonsaddlery.com.au and they're open 6 days a week in the main Melton Shopping Centre at 79 Unit Street. To place an internet order, shoot an email to hello@meltonsaddlery.com.au.
My staking plan, Dan, I'll be quick. Relentless Me the place, $200 all up into beach music.
Wow, I like your gutsiness there. That'll be a collect. You might be able to usurp me in one go.
100%.
I thought the best bet was the LB2 Chains, race 2, number 4. So I'm suggesting 100 to win LB2 Chains. And in the last event, Blue Chip Delight, I think, has gone to another level. Race 10, number 4, 100 to win. So I'll split up my $200. Win bets, $100. Race 2, number 4, LB2 Chains. Race 10, number 4, Blue Chip Delight.
And we'll talk about the Geelong Cup in more depth, of course, tomorrow with the Metro Form Express. Looking forward to that already, Dan.
Yeah, same here now that you've reminded me.
Good on you. There's Dan Malecki.